Well, good morning. It's a blessing to be here on this fine sunny day. Why don't you turn your Bibles to Psalm 91. We're going to read some verses out of this psalm here. Psalm 91, starting verse 1, it says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your mercy in the morning and your truth at night, on the harp of 10 strings with an ode on the lyre." And there, verse 1, it says it's good to give thanks to the Lord. I just had a neat experience this week. We went to a food truck to get some food, and the lady ran my card, and then she said, "We'll see if it goes through. I don't know if it will or not." But anyway, I went and sat in the van and was waiting. And then after a while, she called me back up. She said it didn't go through, and she felt bad about it. And she said, "Let's try it again." And so anyway, we tried it again, and the thing was sitting there spinning, you know, and trying to make it out. And then it went through, and she said, "Praise the Lord." And I thought that was just such a blessing. She just wasn't ashamed to just be so thankful just for something simple. And I just thought, you know, I want to be more that way too. Just to not be afraid to just thank the Lord for whatever, you know. And to let people around me know that we give thanks to the Lord for even little things. Let's continue on here. Verse 5, it says, "For you make me glad, O Lord, with your work, and I will greatly rejoice in the works of your hands. How magnificent are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are exceedingly deep. A man without discernment shall not know these things, and a senseless man shall not understand them." You know, that just reminds me of these scientists or atheists or whoever it is, how they try to explain creation or explain just any natural thing in the world. You know, they go into this deep, detailed explanation of how everything works, but they just miss that the root of all that is God. None of that would be possible without God and without a creator. Just makes me think they have all this knowledge, but in the end they're just senseless men without discernment, because they can explain so many things but they don't even know where it comes from. And verse 8 says, "When sinners grow like grass and all the workers of lawlessness have arrogant looks, it is so that they may be destroyed unto the end ages of ages. But you, O Lord, are most high forever. For behold, your enemies shall perish, and all who work lawlessness shall be scattered abroad." Verse 8 there, it says, when sinners grow like grass, you know, we think of the grass, it just, in the springtime, it just comes up, and it just, it's vigorous, and just, it's everywhere, you know, and sometimes we look around us, and that's what it looks like, is just, there's just sin everywhere, and the world's just, it's going downhill, you know, so fast. But says that, goes on to say, you know, the Lord is in control. All that's going to be destroyed. All the workers of lawlessness and all that's going to be destroyed. And the Lord is going to be forever. I just encourage us to see the good that's still in the world. There's still a lot of good around us. There's nature. There's just signs of the Lord everywhere. And we can, if we look for it, we can definitely find things to be thankful for. Are there any prayer requests?
A lady that came to the shop, Joan Drage, just asked if we could please pray for her.
Okay.
She said, "Please keep me on your prayer list."
Okay, let's pray for Joan.
There's a young man that was working for me that's in the mental hospital right now. Aaron.
Okay, Aaron. All right, let's go. Go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we give you thanks for all that you've given us this morning, for health and for food and for dry and warm houses. Thank you for all these people here, all the families, and pray that you bless each one, whatever they, everyone's going through. Pray for Joan, Brother Marcus's customer, you'd bless her and what she needs, and just be close to her and speak to her. Too, we pray for Aaron, one that Brian knows, you'd bless him and the struggles he's going through now. You'd be able to speak to him too. In Jesus' name, amen.